Another confirmed prediction regarding Noah's flood was just published the other day. So rather than just link a technical article, I thought I would break it down for you. But first, let's go back in time and set up the prediction and why it was made in the first place. In 1858, young Earth creationist Antonio Snyder Pellegrini predicted that the Earth's continents were moving on plates and that they once all fit together in the past into one large supercontinent. This prediction was later confirmed to be true, and now all of secular science uses his work today and agrees with it. Later, in 1987, young Earth creationist Dr. John Baumgartner proposed the original pre-flood supercontinent, which God made in Genesis 1, was surrounded by cold ocean floor rocks, and beneath these were the warmer mantle rocks. He stated that since heat rises and cold rocks sink, the ocean floor was prime for a trigger for them to begin sinking into the mantle. That trigger came at the start of the flood, when a massive crack opened in the ocean floor as the fountains of the great deep were broken open. Once this crack opened and the floor began to sink, the plates would have moved rapidly until all of the cold material had sunk into the mantle. This prediction would state that we should still see cold subducted slabs of rock beneath the Earth because this event didn't happen that long ago, according to Young Earth Creation. Today we have found confirmation of these cold subducted slabs near Earth's core that could only be there if the subduction was rapid at one point in the past. So Dr. Baumgartner's hypothesis was confirmed, which brings us to our next and most recent prediction confirmation regarding seafloor spreading. First, let's look at what evolution considers different rock layers. We say that these are not ages, but rather mega-sequences that formed during the flood. We can look at the rocks in these layers and see water current direction moving over them. This brings us to the next part. Young Earth Creation predicted that we would see rapid plate movement in the early stages of the flood. In catastrophic plate tectonics, this would be expected to be found in both the Absorica and Zuni megasequence. The Absorica megasequence is the fourth megasequence representing the Pennsylvanian and Lower Jurassic systems. This is when catastrophic plate movement began to rapidly create a new ocean floor. The Zuni megasequence was the second phase, where the rate of plate movement would have now been at its fastest. These predictions have already been confirmed, however, with the presence of long thermal paths known as fission tracks throughout these sequences, which were the first to show signs in any rock layers to have experienced rapid plate movement. This brings us to the new evidence. The rocks on the sea floor in the following mega sequences show us that they began to slow down. These rock layers fall within what is known as the sixth and final Tejas megasequence, known as the Cenozoic stratigraphic units. These layers represent the end of the flood, over the final 150-day period when the volcanism was activated, the mountains formed, and the water began to recede from the earth. The greatest slowing of the seafloor spreading and subduction rates coincide with the early Pliocene, which is the latest Tejas megasequence, when most of the world's plates had also nearly stopped. This is also when we see the floodwaters had nearly drained off the continents completely, creating the high Cenozoic flood boundary. These layers were predicted to show evidence of a global flood and catastrophic processes, and that is exactly what we have found. Now, the only thing left you might be wondering about are the ages given to these rock layers. The presumed ages are nothing but stages of the flood laid down. And the reason they date old is based on radiometric dating. I explain the radiometric dates best like this. If you were to find a watch on the ground and it tells perfect time, could you ever use that watch to determine when it was made? Of course not. Therefore, the dates that we obtain from them make no difference at all, especially now that we have witnessed these radioactive elements form and they date millions or billions of years old, even though they had just formed days prior. So to answer why do we see older radiometric elements in deeper layers? Well, that's easy. Because the elements with the most atomic weight and mass sink to the bottom, and they also date the oldest. So I hope that clears that up for you. I just wanted to share with everybody that we have more confirmed predictions in the bank for young Earth creation.